You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. The biggest news right now, obviously, is Micah Parsons and the deterioration in the relationship with the Dallas Cowboys to the point where he is considering drastic measures, is according to Diana Russini, which could include a trade request or even a declaration that he's severing his relationship with the team. This is per multiple league sources familiar with the situation. Two sides remain far apart heading into the second week of training camp, not currently negotiating. Now, he's been at camp.
Yeah.
He's not participated the way that the Cowboys probably want him to. They want him to be out of the field leading. But this is a part of the business. Yeah. This is part of negotiating. You got to get to a point where you're like, I want this done sooner than later. I'm telling you right now, if it doesn't get done right now, then we're moving on to something else. That's where I think he is in this conversation with the Cowboys. And the Cowboys, again, they love to have these headlines, so they're probably perfectly okay with this. But for me, you saw Myles Garrett do this. Now you're seeing Terry McLaurin do it. Mm-hmm. And now you're seeing Micah Parsons say, hey, if you don't do this now, then I'm out of here. So that's where I stand on this, is this is part of the business part, and I'm not overreacting too much to it, but the Cowboys are probably going, all right, is it time?
No, it's like, okay, Jerry is sitting in Oxnard right now going, okay, now we're negotiating.
Yeah, probably
right?
So.
Like, now we're in the media. I'm telling you right now, there is the baby meme of him rubbing his hands is going on right now in the Dallas Cowboys front office. It's like, all right, now we got ourselves a good old-fashioned standoff. And let's not forget, too, David Mulugeta is not afraid to be that guy.
Nope, he is not.
Okay, because before he got involved 2 months ago, or, you know, quote-unquote involved, right, Jerry thought he had a deal.
Yep.
Jerry thought they were careening towards one, and now they're careening off the side of the road to, all right, this is going to be a good old-fashioned standoff. And I'll say, the only thing that jumps to mind, though, and I go back to what CD said 2 days ago on Sean and RJ with Bobby, is you need about 2 weeks to get your body right come training camp, all right? And that's kind of what's in my mind right now is, all right, it doesn't look like this is going to happen this weekend.
No.
Probably not going to happen next week.
No.
So, you know, I would like to see this get done sooner rather than later, or something, some sort of resolution, because I don't want this to play out until week one. Then you rush him back. Then he gets hurt. And then all of a sudden we're doing the whole, this is Dak 2.0 all over again.
Yeah. You paid the man and now he's hurt.
And now he's hurt.
We're not
right?
getting the benefit
so,
of it.
So, you know, that's kind of in the back of my mind is, you know, the physicality of how this thing's going to play out.
That's
as well.
That's where the he could get hit by a car conversation comes in. Is Jerry's like, let's wait until the first day. That way, if we get him for one series, at least they can't kill us going into the season.
I would hope not.
The whole time saying, hey, why did y'all sign a guy that got hit by a car? And you're like, we didn't. Never mind. So I'm not taking either side on this in this negotiation because both of them need to move on with it and get everything taken care of. But this is this is smart negotiation on Micah's part. It really is. You tell them this is your ultimatum.
Yeah.
And you put the pressure on them. Now, Jerry's fine with this because it puts the pressure on the player.
Oh.
He feels like Cowboys fans are so blind that they're just going to be like, why is this greedy guy trying to get all this money from the team? Why? And he's like, yeah, they're going to be on my side in this. And he's trying to see, too, do they really like Micah that much? And I don't know how he gauges that. I don't know if he puts up a Twitter poll and he goes, all right, that's how I'm working with this one. I have no clue how he gauges it.
He's probably got a little circle of friends there in the front. You know, they're probably gathered in a boardroom right now or, you know, makeshift clubhouse room somewhere. And I guess my question for you, though, too, is, all right, if the idea of getting traded comes to mind, right? Okay. If they decide, all right, we do want to trade.
Yep.
And Jerry says, okay, well, if that's how we're going to do it, and that's how we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many Cowboy fans would be up in arms over that, considering you got Ezeraku, you got Sam Williams, you got Dante Fowler, right? You got Marshawn Nealon, who, you know, from all intents and purposes, sounds like he's played pretty well in practice so far.
Yep.
Right? So,
you have options.
It's the deepest position group you have on this football team.
I think it's pretty interesting. Bill Barnwell just put this piece out this week, and he was going through trade tiers. We were going to do this yesterday.
What guys would get traded, yeah.
And Micah Parsons, he says, is worth 2 first-round picks and more. So he says with him still waiting for his contract, the price to procure his signature is only going up, obviously. Yeah. Baseline for Parsons' deal a year ago would have been Nick Bosa's extension, which is 34. Now it's going up to around 41, but he thinks he is worth that. So if you're asking the question of what's he worth, what am I going to get, 2 first-round picks and more, which team's going to give it to you? My friend Ted Wynn, I don't know if you follow him.
Oh, from The Athletic?
Fantastic work on The Athletic.
Yeah. No, he does.
He said, trade him to the Vikings. It would be cinema. And yes, who's at the Vikings, Alec?
Mm. The Boogeyman.
The Boogeyman is the defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings, and he absolutely would love to have a piece like this. So I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think a trade's going to happen. But in the scenario, I would absolutely do it. Give me 2 first-round picks. I'm perfectly good with that. Let's roll with the team we got. Micah can't stop the run anyway. He's really good at pass rush,
yeah,
but he's not very good up against the run. So I'm still in that place. The Cowboys need some help on the edge in that regard.
Well, not to mention it helps you out on your salary cap, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely it does.
The question I have is, and we mentioned it just now in Crosstalk, all right, is Myles Garrett making the Cleveland Browns? And I'm just saying this in a vacuum. I'm not looking at the whole totality of it. But does Myles Garrett make the Cleveland Browns a Super Bowl contender?
He hasn't yet.
No. T.J. Watt, and again, the Cleveland Browns are a you-know-what show, okay? Mm-hmm. So let's put that to where it is. But again, that's the reality of it, all right? Pittsburgh's been a pretty good football team, you know, never under 500. How many AFC Championship games does T.J. Watt have under his belt?
There you go. That's another one right
okay.
there.
Okay. You know, they added Danielle Hunter in Houston. All right. I can't remember how many plays he made to get them to the AFC Championship game last year. Oh, that's right. They didn't.
Yeah.
So my point in all that is that, look, everybody loves having a great defensive end, and it's fun to get seats to
pass
see
pass rush is important.
Pass rush is super
absolutely important.
But, and yes, does he make this defense better? 100%. But the flexibility you're going to get, the reality is this, with the way this team is currently constructed right now, what's going to get you further in 2025? A healthy Dak Prescott or a healthy Micah Parsons?
Good question. Probably a healthy Dak Prescott.
That's the bottom line.
Quarterback is very important.
And let's go ahead and throw this out there while we're at it. Let's go ahead and throw this out there while we're spitballing, ladies and gentlemen. If I told you that by getting rid of Micah Parsons and saving that money, George Pickens goes ham in 2025, oh, guess what? I can bring in, I can go ahead and sign George Pickens to a deal next year. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and, you know, maybe halfway through the season, my man's balling. Let me go ahead and get him at a 25, 27 milli.
Maybe upgrade my offensive line.
God forbid I go get a left tackle that, you know, isn't hurt. Look, Tyler Guyton, you know, we'll see what happens
Fingers
with
crossed.
Him. But my point in all that is that, you know, you've got Marshawn Nealon, who again, you've got under rookie control. You're going to have Donovan Ezeraku, who has said all the right things and looks to be the part so far. You got Dante Fowler, who you're going to have, playing around for a couple years. So I'm just saying right now, and I'll say this real quick. You guys already know I'm a Chiefs fan, but think about it this way. Everybody thought the sky was falling when the Chiefs got rid of Tyreek Hill. Look at what they've been able to do since getting rid of Tyreek Hill, all right, and how they were able to supplement their roster.
Mm-hmm.
My point in that is this. You need help on offense. You've done a pretty good job. And, oh, by the way, I think Will McClay, outside of a couple first-round picks, all right, and I've got a Mozzie solution later on in the show.
I like it.
Okay. But I'm telling you right now, losing Micah Parsons may not be the end-all, be-all as far as, oh, my God, the sky is falling as we think it is. You've done an excellent job of surplusing that position. You could get George Pickens if he goes off this year, and suddenly that offense looks a whole lot different moving forward.
Yeah, for me, I'm not panicking about this. I'm not stressed about it by any means. This is not something that's going to – I'm not going to lose any sleep over. It's another play.
I think it's exciting to be
in this game right now.
Let's call it what it is.
You're all fired. I love that you're all fired up right now. This is great for the day to get you all fired up like this in the morning. We will get to more of it with Mickey Spagnuolo coming up here at 10:20. We'll ask him about this part of the conversation. He was there last night too, talking with with the higher up. So he probably has some thoughts on this as well. So we'll talk with him coming up. But I wanted to get into this Rangers yesterday. Everything went down. It was awesome. It was a fun trade deadline in Major League Baseball. Exhausting, honestly.
Yeah, for everybody not named the Rangers.
Okay,
fans.
All right, okay.
Womp, womp.
You wanted a bat. A lot of people want a bat, man. Bats for the Rangers were moved. They got Merrill Kelly, Phil Maton. It's Danny Coulom.
Yeah.
Coulom. And they traded out Cole Drake, Mitch Bratt, Hagman, Garrett Horn, Hales, Cody Hewer,
pretty much everybody you mentioned yesterday is gone.
Arms were moved in this. No bats were moved. And I know people are upset about the bat situation. Now, one thing I'll say about this is it takes two to tango. I don't know if they were trying and they just couldn't get a deal done. I'm going to assume that's the case because I don't think they just ignored it.
I'm with you 110%.
Just said there's no way I'm gonna worry about bat right now. But he did say we're gonna make our strength stronger, and I'm gonna float an idea out.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'm gonna float a little idea out because some people are like, you didn't get a closer, you got bullpen depth, but you didn't get a closer. There is a young pitcher on this staff that throws 97 to 100 miles an hour. And if you can use him for one inning, I think he can be a legitimate combination with Robert Garcia.
You talking about number 80 in your program, number one in your heart?
Jack Leiter.
Oh.
I think Jack Leiter could be a closer for you, and I think that's what their decision is going to be, is to combo him up with Garcia as a lefty-righty combo. You're going to have setup man with Maton. You have setup man with Coulom.
Huh.
You have a lot of different options in the bullpen right now.
Huh.
And Jack Leiter, quite honestly, doesn't fit into your rotation whenever the postseason comes around. Now, I'm not saying that that's going to happen before the postseason.
Right.
I do see a situation where they say, this kid wants to contribute. He wants to be part of a contender.
Yeah.
And think about this for just a second, Fred. Think about this, Alec. Let's fast forward to the World Series. Let's fast forward to the ALCS.
We're there?
And
Jack
Leiter on the mound.
Yeah.
To close out the world, your first round pick.
Yeah.
To close out the World Series. This kid's been fighting for you, growing into it, and now he gets to close this thing out. It would just be a beautiful
story.
Did Jock
Peterson hit a home run?
Jock Peterson.
In the World Series, too?
That's
where I would celebrate.
Jock Peterson didn't play. But that's a different story. So that's another thing, too. With bats, you still have the opportunity to add a bat, somebody gets moved.
Right.
That only problem is that player won't be able to help you in the postseason, but that person can get you to the postseason. That's something that can still happen. And once you get to the postseason, you're relying on two to three pitchers, and you're relying on their offenses aren't going to be able to score as much as your offense can score against their pitching. So
you're definitely not throwing Kamar Rocker out in the postseason. Long relief.
Maybe.
Because Kamar can give you a couple good innings.
He might not have a role. Jack Leiter didn't have a role his first run through with the Rangers. So he might not have a role. But, hey, dude, you got a great experience this year throwing for the first time for a full season in Major League Baseball. That's awesome. So that's an opportunity there. Again, I go back to the Merrill Kelly thing. I thought it's a great move because you have to watch Jacob DeGrom's innings. That's just a reality that you have to deal with.
No, you
this
have
is
to.
Chris Young thinking ahead unlike where we were. We're in this like, he's thinking on other terms. And then again, you go into the postseason. Now you've thrown Eovaldi. Now you've thrown Jacob deGrom. Okay, Merrill Kelly and Patrick Corbin can pitch a bullpen game for you.
Well, and my question for you, and me and Blake talked about this last night, does this...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Kind of give you the idea that maybe Tyler Mahle is going to be on the shelf a little while longer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not expecting Tyler Mahle back.
Do we think he's done for the year?
I'm not expecting him back. I'm just in that place where I'm just like,
man. I'll tell you what. He came and went just as soon as he got here, right? Yeah. I mean, my man came in, bombed on his first appearance.
Yeah.
Went lights out. Had the run of his life for about 6 weeks, and then like a thief in the night. Gonzo.
And we can ask Jared Sandler at 10:40. We can talk with him and ask
what's
him
the deal
a little more
with
on
Tyler
that
Mahle
for the future. But I think this is a good way to keep up with the teams that are ahead of you in the wild card race. Listen, this is a wild card hunt now. Forget about the division. Start with the wild card. If you can get there, then you can go hunt the division. But beyond that, this is really good setup for the postseason. And then you're telling all the bats, Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, Adolis, we're relying on you. You guys have to carry the load for this thing.
And
y'all are paid the big bucks. Go do it. And as a matter of fact, Jock Peterson, grow the F up and do something.
Well, I mean, that's a tall order.
Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, let's chit-chat with Mickey Spagnuolo on 105.3 The Fan. We will get back with some Rangers coming up here at 10:40. Jared Sandler will join us to have a conversation about what they did yesterday and what they're planning on doing here in the future. So stick around for that one. We're also going to head out to Cowboys training camp right now. On Time Experts, Rhino Shield, and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. Thanks for everything you've done to get the fellas out there to do some great work. And now we turn our attention to our Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, brought to you by Ford, brought to you by Ford, North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Mickey, how are we feeling right now?
I am great. How are you guys?
Oh, no.
Sounds like we're having an audio issue.
Headphones. Do we have
no.
There we go.
There he is.
That's Mickey. My bad. There were two headsets there, and I grabbed the wrong one.
Well, I got Kyle Yeomans popping on later today, too, so I might want to make sure that I label that for him. Mickey, first off, how was last night, and did you have more than one glass of red wine?
I had two.
Okay. All right. So how are we feeling? Did you hydrate too?
Oh, yeah, I'm right. Good.
That's good for you, though. It don't you need like a glass of red vino? It does something for your heart, or I don't know. Maybe that's
I don't know.
Maybe I heard that in an AA meeting. I don't know.
It did something for my grandfather's heart. He lived to 94, and he said that was the reason. So
there you go.
I'm subscribing to that.
Have you seen the breaking story from Diana Russini this morning?
I don't think I have, but I think I heard.
Okay.
Oh.
It is now that Micah is could demand a trade.
He's going to demand it.
And could sever ties with the organization.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm kind of curious on, we've seen Myles Garrett say this. We've seen now Terry McLaurin say, we've seen people say things like this before. Does this raise any eyebrows for the Cowboys front office? Or does this change anything for them at all?
Somebody needs to tell them they have the right to hold his rights for 3 years.
Mm.
I wonder if he realizes that. He's under contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if he doesn't play on it, the he's going to pass up $24 million, you think?
No. I don't think so.
All right. If he does, then his service just lapses and they own his rights next year. If he signs for, you know, plays on the 24 and says, okay, then I'm out of here, well, then they franchise him and they could franchise him again.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that moves the needle one bit with the Cowboys. They can go demand anything they want. I demand that they give me a raise to $100,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that's going to move the needle.
I'm sorry. I did use the wrong word. Which could include a trade request, not a trade demand. My apologies.
Okay. Right.
So, yeah, trade request.
Yeah, well, you think somebody will give them like 2 firsts and 2 seconds?
So that's what we were discussing earlier. 2 firsts is kind of the starting point. I mean, that's the small starting point there. And then somebody said that's a pipe dream. Nobody's going to give you 2 number ones and then pay that contract. I disagree.
Right.
I think somebody will.
Somebody will.
Somebody will like Micah enough to say he's great for our team.
For
he's our missing piece. But it's whether or not the Cowboys actually want to do the work to make that happen.
Well, if I want 2 firsts, I want 2 firsts next year.
Yep.
I don't know how many teams have that available.
I need to go check and see what that might be. I don't think.
But this is. It doesn't just look like a formula to you.
Yes.
You hold in or hold out, then you hold in, then you ask for a trade.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
So this is kind of the new way of the world, right? I mean, Mickey, you've been doing this a long time. This is kind of the new wave of players kind of putting their foot down. And then I guess my question for you would be, how much of this is David Mulligetta, who has shown he's not afraid to have his clients sit out? I mean, we saw this. I mean, hell, he helped lead the Deshaun Watson revolution down in Houston a few years ago. And, of course, we all saw how that turned out. So how much of that is David Mulligetta? And we know that there's been a little contention between him and the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think it's all him, because my understanding is, you know, the Cowboys and Micah kind of came close to an agreement long time ago.
Okay.
And then he was like, whoa, no, whoa, hold the horses here. And, you know, it's not just him. It's the NFLPA, too, because they want these players to raise, who's the highest paid player at a position, because then the next guy that comes around raises it again. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's more money for the players. So don't think the NFLPA is not in his ear, because they do get involved in things. That's just like, you know, if a player says, well, I'm going to help the team out, I'm going to take a pay cut. Whoa, the bells go off at the NFLPA office, right? No, you're not taking a pay cut. You know, we need to make as much money for our constituents as we can. And so, yeah, okay, fine.
I do wonder, like you said, this is formulaic. It's all right. This is part of the negotiating process. But I don't. What is the Cowboys' then next step? Is it to say, okay, then let's hash this thing out, or is it to say, no, we'll let this thing, because it is. Is there practice today, Mickey?
No. They're here. It's not a day off, but there's no practice.
Select players at the podium. Interesting. No practice going on, and then a huge headline hits. I'm just saying.
Well, again, this is not his first rodeo.
Only the Cowboys.
We're just saying. But what would then be their next step? Is it to go back to the table? I don't know how the Cowboys handle this typically.
Well, obviously, they've taken their next step, right? Mm.
Yes.
Because we still don't know what they're asking for. So maybe if they're hunting a trade, the other team will say, well, they want to get paid this, and I can only give you that because I got to pay all this, right?
Yeah.
Because we don't know what they're asking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. So you haven't heard any details or any kind of – nothing's been leaked as far as that goes?
Yeah, no, nothing.
Okay.
And I mean, sure, the Cowboys probably have an idea.
Well, your best friend Brian Broaddus said it was about years was the sticking point.
Oh, well, okay. Well, fine then. You know, I'm sure he probably wants just a 3-year deal.
Yeah.
Oh, three.
But it's an extension. Yeah. Remember, he's still under today for $24 million.
Right.
So, to me, you know, does he want a 5-year deal, 4-year deal, 3-year deal? I'm sure he probably wants a 3-year deal. So in the prime of his career, he becomes a free agent again. And by then, the franchise tag probably would be over, you know, at least over $30 million a year, yeah. Right?
Maybe 40.
35. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that's kind of probably their game plan.
Did you happen to get an eye on the tryout for Lyle Collins? When's this decision?
I just ran into him, as a matter of fact.
How's he looking?
He looks great. That might be the best I've seen him look in years.
Wow.
It's at 11:30 today here.
Okay.
We talked a little, said he feels good. Best he's felt in a couple years. You know, I ran into him at Tyron Smith's retirement celebration.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we talked, and I said, so what are you doing? He goes, well, I'm working out. He goes, I want to play. I want to try again. And I said, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, I'm healthy. Nothing's hurting for a change, and I've been working out. And I'll tell you what, I don't know, what is he, 6'5", 6'6"?
Yeah.
I bet he's like 320 maybe. I mean, he looked good. And I said, so you can bend your knees? Because that was his problem, right? He was just a mess. You know, and they brought him back that 1 year on the practice squad just in case for the playoffs. 1 year ago? 23, right? Yeah. And so, you know, it was an emergency thing. They didn't need him. But, you know, now, you never know. They're not going to bring him in and be a progress stopper for, you know, Thomas or Richards. But I think it would be a safety net if the workout goes well. And I think they're expecting, from what I heard, just from what they've seen of him, that the workout goes well. Now, again, he's not begging, right? But he's, you know, he's looking for a job, so I don't think salary would be an issue. And they can always give him a per game bonus.
Yeah.
If you played 17 games over 18 weeks, $58,000 a game comes to about another.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
$1 million. So, you know, at this point in his life, if he could pick up $2-3 million, you know, I'm sure he'd be agreeable to that.
Who wouldn't?
At this point in his career right now, he hadn't played in 2 years, but I think it's interesting. And I think it's, like I said, I think it's somewhat of a safety net if the young guys should start to struggle. And you're going, oh, okay, I need this, or I'll try this. So we'll see how it goes. So 11:30 today.
Well, and on the flip side of that, Mickey, we all know how close-knit the NFL community is. If he goes out there and has a good workout and shows that he can be a viable piece somewhere, okay, so if the Cowboys decide, all right, hey, look, we see you, but you're just not a fit in our plans, somebody will take a chance on him, right? I mean, you can never have enough left tackles in the National Football League.
And he's played guard, too, in his career.
Okay, there you go.
So, you know, and I mean, I'm sure this was planned ahead of time before Tyler Smith, you know, showed up with a little tendonitis in his knee and didn't complete the practice. You know, if push comes to shove and they want to move Tyler Smith to tackle, well, now I need a guard. So it's interesting. All I know is he had a big smile on his face, and when I asked him, I said, you know, your body's good, you're going to be able to do this workout. He goes, absolutely, and he took off running like he was happy. He couldn't wait to get to the locker room. So we'll see what happens.
I thought he was going to say he took off his shirt and flexed for him and everything. And
well,
I was
he thought about it.
You know, thought about it. Mickey, I got to ask, did you have a couple stogies with those red wines?
I do not smoke cigars.
Okay. All right. I heard a lot of, you know, it sounded very verklempt over there. I wasn't sure.
It's a loud room.
I'm not judging.
It's
Room. Lord knows I've had a stogie or two in my past.
You're battling, Mickey, you're battling against the ocean and you're battling against a bunch of radio and media members talking real loud. So it's a lot of talking out there.
And I didn't drink enough water this morning.
That'll do it.
And the last thing I ate was peanut butter, right? So
okay.
Hey,
kind of sticky, right?
Yeah, real quick before we let you go, Mickey, the offense yesterday, I saw some good video from yesterday. It looked like the offense picked up a little bit, and it looks like Dak is getting more comfortable with throwing downfield to George.
Well, they got to try it first, right?
Yeah.
He threw downfield to Turpin, too, by the way.
Yep.
I think, you know, it's almost like a progression. Let's work about the shorter stuff first, you know, get our feet under us, and then kind of expand the offense to deep balls. And it's not like they've been throwing, you know, 1,000 deep balls and, you know, they're not connecting. This has been going on. I'm telling you, they stay healthy. This offense can be awfully good. And the other thing that I thought stood out is the running of Jayden Blue. Miles Sanders did not practice yesterday, so Blue got all the second-team reps. And I'll tell you what, he was running between the tackles.
Interesting.
And he's got this slither ability to him where he hits a crease, and because of his speed and acceleration, he gets through there a lot faster than I think defenders are anticipating. And, you know, I'm telling you, you get him on the field at running back and Turpin in the slot or as the third receiver and the speed of those other guys, somebody's got to be covered by a linebacker, mm-hmm. right? You know, who are you going to take that chance with? Because both of the Blue or Turpin are going to run right by a linebacker. And if you're trying to double the outside, then that's taking up a safety. So they've got a threat coming if they can stay healthy and if the offensive line can block it. This offense could be awfully good.
Great stuff, Mickey. Really appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend, good sir.
Well, we're going to be working on the weekend.
Right? Enjoy your work weekend, good sir.
I'll talk to you Monday.
Yes, sir. There he goes. Mickey Spagnuolo, our Dallas Cowboys insider, on the hot seat, brought to you by Wild Fork Foods, wildforkfoods.com, Elite Game Day Grilling favorites. Place is awesome, by the way. Coming up next, it is time to talk with Jared Sandler and Baseball Nuggets. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Fan Phenom is back, ladies and gentlemen, and it is going to be August 7th, State Highway 78 in Sachse will be your first opportunity. That's a Thursday, your first opportunity to try out right in front of the boss man. You get to do a few minutes of a show with a professional broadcaster. You get on the microphone. As Fred said, once that microphone hits, it's all different. Who knows?
Not according to some people, though. Yeah, I could easily do sports radio. I don't know if I'm going to have time in my schedule, was what a texter said yesterday.
Once that microphone turns on and you look at the clock, you're like, oh, there's more time that except I got to fill here. Alec knows exactly what I'm talking about. And who knows? You could be the next Jared Sandler. Speaking of, Jared Sandler joining us right now on the KNC Masterpiece. Jared, how exhausting was yesterday for you? I know you had a long day.
Yeah, it's always really fun. I'll tell you, I'm always glad that I'm not one of these beat writers who, you know, in this era now, you know, they try to break news. I just get to sit back and react. But it was a lot of fun. It is, you know, it is a lot. And then on top of that, you're beginning I guess to date the biggest series of the season. And so, but it was a fun day. And, you know, it's always fun when your team's active, I think. You know, whether you're a buyer or a seller, you obviously would much prefer to be a buyer. But either way, just the activity, I think a lot of people like. I know I do. Don't like to just sit dormantly. You know, last year's trade deadline was a little boring, with all due respect to the acquisitions of Carson Kelly and Andrew Chafin and whatnot. But this one a little more exciting. And hopefully the Rangers got three guys who are going to be able to help them make a push for the playoffs.
Do you feel that they gave up too much for any of these pieces? Or the entirety of this, because a lot of people are frustrated how much of the top prospects you gave up there.
Yeah, Corey, I think there are a few different philosophies here. I align more with AJ Preller, Alex Anthopoulos, Dave Dombrowski school of thought, which is you got to be willing to give up these guys. I mean, prospects are suspects, and I go back to, I mentioned this yesterday on G-Bag. I go back to the Cole Hamels trade 10 years ago. The Rangers gave up five of their top 10 prospects, and that's when they had what was considered to be one of the best systems in baseball. That's not the case right now. So the prospect rankings that people see, a little inflated because the farm system, you know, isn't like a top five farm system. But none of those five guys ended up, you know, panning out anywhere close to, you know, the ways that we thought that they might. And the reality is that's often the case with prospects. I mean, that's just kind of how it goes. I mean, the Rangers just faced the Braves and Jurickson Profar, and Jurickson Profar's turned out to have an okay career. But Jurickson Profar was like a can't-miss number one prospect in all of baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Adell, the Rangers just faced the Angels, same thing. So, you know, I think you look at the best teams in baseball, the teams that perennially compete at the top level, those are teams that losing Mitch Bratt, losing Cole Drake doesn't wreck their organization. Now, that's not to say that Mitch Bratt and Cole Drake won't become good pitchers. I think, you know, they certainly can be. But your organization's trajectory should not be altered by not having either or both of those guys. Good organizations now replenish, right? Mm-hmm. So hopefully, you know, you find the next Cole Drake and Mitch Bratt and you continue to build the farm system. So I don't think they gave up too much. That's what the market was. This was a seller's market. Word on the street was if the Rangers wanted one of those closer options, they were going to have to give up Sebastian Walcott. And
ooh.
I don't think that they were too interested in that. But that just gives you an idea of what the price tag was to make some of these deals. And so, yeah, Brat, Drake, you got to pay to play. You can't expect good players and not be willing to give up some good prospects in the process.
Well, and then your boy, you mentioned AJ Preller, and I couldn't agree more with you, Jared. I mean, look, you got to do what you got to do. Didn't he kind of set the table when they got rid of the number three overall prospect for Mason Miller? I mean, didn't that pretty much say, okay, if you're going to be involved in this today, the entry fee is not going to be cheap?
Yeah, and, you know, Fred, you're 100% right. And I think that teams like the Rangers, who wanted, you know, one of those options, they kind of got hosed by the Felix Bautista injury and the Emmanuel Clase, paid leave. Because now, all of a sudden, the supply and demand calculus shifted dramatically. Now, Mason Miller's a guy who's got multiple years of control. Some of these options, that wasn't necessarily the case. But, yeah, I mean, if you're giving up, like, Leo DeVries is one of the best prospects to be traded in, probably in a couple years, maybe since the Juan Soto deal that also involved AJ Preller. That was obviously an eye-opening move, and that was also one that kind of, I don't want to say came out of nowhere, but it wasn't like people were sure that Mason Miller was going to get traded the way we were sure that Sandy Alcantara was going to get traded, the way we were sure that Luis Robert was going to get traded, which is just another reminder that, anyone who says they have any clue what's going to happen, none of us have any clue. It changes every year. The market changes, it shifts. But, it was definitely a seller's market, which the waters have kind of been muddied by the third wild card. But there were enough teams out there who had the right commodities who shifted that landscape a bit. So, yeah, again, I just think that you got to be willing to be aggressive. And it's just really tough. Now, the one thing I'll say, guys, if you are a bottom to mid-tier organization from a financial standpoint, if you're the Milwaukee Brewers, if you're the Cleveland Guardians, if you're the Tampa Bay Rays, maybe that mindset shifts a little bit because you need these guys to come up and give you, for lack of a better phrase, cheap labor because you're not able to pay. I understand that there was a lot of financial discussion surrounding the Rangers this trade deadline, but that's only because they have been spending a lot. This is not an organization that is in the same conversation of some of those organizations I just mentioned.
Say the Dodgers.
The common thread here, I mentioned the Braves, I mentioned the Phillies with Dombrowski, the Braves with Anthopoulos, the Padres with Preller. These are all organizations that spend money. And so if you're an organization that has the ability to spend money, you can't get hung up on Cole Drake and Mitch Brad if you feel like you can add someone who's going to impact your team.
All right. I am, and I know a lot of other people are confused about not adding a bat, but I don't believe that this team, that Chris Young didn't try. Can you kind of walk me through what they're thinking on this or what you think they're thinking?
Yeah, I always look around to see, all right, so what other moves were made? And one guy who I think the Rangers, were interested in was Ryan O'Hearn. But, even Ryan O'Hearn doesn't fit maybe their biggest need offensively, which is, they need someone who, who's able to hit lefties. Ryan O'Hearn is a left-handed hitter, so he's not that guy. There really weren't those guys moved. I don't think the Rangers really felt like there was an offensive fit that made sense given the prices. And again, it would be one thing if there were three, four different guys. It's like, oh, I wanted that guy, I wanted that guy, I wanted this guy. But there really wasn't. The one guy who I thought would have been interesting was Ramon Laureano, who went to the Padres.
Yeah.
He went, went with Ryan O'Hearn from Baltimore to San Diego. But, I think they tried. Corey, I think their thought process isn't that they didn't feel like they could benefit from an upgrade. I think they definitely did. But I think they look at their roster offensively and they think, wait a second, this is a lineup, this is a roster that we believed was going to be a top five group when the season started, and they have been trending in that direction now, not for 2 weeks, but really for the better part of 2 months, last night notwithstanding, for whatever reason, the Rangers can't score in Seattle. And I think, their thought is, hey, we have given you guys all the support. You guys now need to start supporting us by performing. And Jock Peterson is right there smack dab in the middle.
Yeah.
And Adolis Garcia is right behind him, in that Adolis can be the easy answer to, hey, how can we hit lefties better? Well, Adolis Garcia is a guy who, even last year when he struggled, was still about 200 points better in terms of his OPS against lefties than he is this year. So So they need the guys that they have to start performing better. And I feel like they think that with the best pitching staff in baseball, that's more than enough for them to compete at a high level. That's not to say they didn't feel like they could benefit from an upgrade. I just think that the price tag and the lack of bats that really moved to fit what the Rangers were looking for with the prices they were willing to pay, there just weren't many of them. And, you know, again, Ramon Laureano was the guy who I thought would be the most interesting fit, but obviously ended up going to San Diego.
What's the latest and greatest with Jake Berger? And we were talking about it, and I can't remember what team we were talking about, where, you know, when you get healthy, like that's kind of its own, that's kind of like you are making a trade when you get guys back from the IL and what have you. Are they kind of seeing Jake Berger as being like, okay, this is going to be the guy in the second half that we thought we were going to get or we expected to get when we made this trade, you know, this past offseason?
Yeah, I think with Berger and Peterson, same boat. You know, Jake has been running the bases. I think the hope, the plan is for him to go out on a rehab assignment here soon. I know he told me the other day he was hoping this weekend. I don't know if it will be this weekend or maybe early next week, but, you know, I think they're going to have him go out on a rehab assignment. And then the question is, and this is a fair question with Jock Peterson, who only had, I think, 6 at-bats on his rehab assignment, is just how long. You know, it's not like these guys need to necessarily rush back, because again, I know the Rangers didn't, you know, have a good offensive game yesterday, but they have been performing a lot better offensively. But yeah, he'll go out on a rehab assignment. I think the hope is sometime in the next week to 2 weeks, Jake can be back in the lineup. And yeah, Fred, you know, he's a streaky hitter, and you know, I think the Rangers are ready for both Jock Peterson and Jake Berger to, you know, get onto the treadmill at 12.0 speed and carry that for a couple weeks and just see this offense reach a little bit of a different dimension.
Great stuff, Jared. Man, have a good time up there. We'll try and catch up with you next week if that's cool.
All right, fellas. Take care.
There he goes. Later, Jared, bro. Sandler, our play-by-play extraordinaire.
Get a dub tonight.
The fan. Yes.
Get a dub tonight.
Here's my feeling on that. You cannot get swept by Seattle.
No. I'm with you 1,000% on that.
You need a 2-2 split out of this series. Their schedule,
1-3 doesn't even feel right.
No. You need a 2-2 split to maintain and stick around with Seattle. So get that done.
Well, not to mention you've lost 3 out of your last 4.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get back to your winning ways a little bit. Get that shot in the arm. All right, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, has the Cowboys' first week changed your mind on any of this roster with their training camp going on next on the Fan?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.